Christ's ministry foreshadowed. The Old Testament prophesied of the Savior's birth, his ministry, and his atonement. The lives of many of those ancient prophets are a type and a shadow of Jesus Christ. All things have their likeness, and all things are created and made to bear record of Christ, both things which are temporal and things which are spiritual. Moses chapter 6, verse 63. The following art features a few of the Old Testament prophets or events that foreshadowed Christ's ministry. Detail from Moses Seeing Jehovah by Joseph Bricky. The Lord said of Moses, who was a lawgiver and a deliverer, Thou art in the similitude of mine only begotten, and mine only begotten is and shall be the Savior. Moses chapter 1, verse 6. See also John chapter 1, verse 14. Moses and the Brass Serpent by Judith Mayer. The Lord sent fiery serpents upon the children of Israel, and many died from the serpents' bites. The Lord told Moses to make a fiery serpent and set it upon a pole. He made a serpent of brass and raised up the pole. Those who looked at it lived. See Numbers chapter 21, verses 8 through 9. This typifies Christ. Those who will look unto him and believe will have eternal life. See John chapter 3, verses 14 through 15, Alma chapter 33, verses 19 through 22. Daniel in the Lion's Den by Scott Gustafson. After Daniel was cast into the lion's den, it was sealed with a stone. See Daniel chapter 6, verse 17. Rising early in the morning, the believers came to the place to see Daniel and assumed he was dead. Verses 19 through 20. Being delivered from death, his message to those who seek him is live forever. Verse 21. This foreshadows the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. See Matthew chapter 27, verses 62 through 66, and John chapter 20. Dove bearing olive leaf returns to ark, artist unknown. God established a covenant with Noah. Those who followed Noah onto the ark were saved from the flood. See Genesis chapter 6, verse 18. This story teaches that those who follow the Christ will also be saved through their covenants. Ruth by Henry Ryland. Ruth, a Moabite, said to her mother-in-law Naomi, an Israelite, Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. See Ruth chapter 1, verse 16. Ruth's life shows obedience to God's will and following Christ, not bloodline, makes us a part of the kingdom of God. See Ruth chapter 2, verse 12. Abraham taking Isaac to be sacrificed by Dell Parson. Abraham was commanded to sacrifice his son Isaac. Both yielded their will to the will of God. In the final seconds, God provided a ram in the thicket, and Isaac's life was spared. See Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 through 13. This event is a type and shadow of the relationship between our Heavenly Father and His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. See Jacob chapter 4, verse 5, who yielded his will to the will of his Father. See Matthew chapter 26, verses 39 and 42, Luke chapter 23, verse 46. However, Christ did sacrifice his life as part of God's plan for him to atone for our sins. See Abraham chapter 3, verses 24 through 27. Cain and Abel and the Firstlings of the Flock by Robert T. Barrett. Abel offered the firstlings of his flock as a sacrifice to God in keeping with the law of Moses. See Genesis chapter 4, verse 4. The lamb was without blemish, a male of the first year. See Exodus chapter 12, verse 5. This foreshadowed Christ's crucifixion. See Luke chapter 23, as a lamb without blemish. See 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. Elijah in the Desert by Walter Raine. Elijah multiplied the faithful widow's meager ration of meal and oil to feed her and her son. 1 Kings chapter 17, verses 9 through 16. He raised a boy from the dead. Verses 17 through 24. He journeyed for 40 days and nights. 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 4 through 8. These events foreshadow similar events in Christ's life. See John chapter 6, verses 1 through 14, Luke chapter 7, verses 11 through 17, and Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. Jonah on the Beach in Nineveh by Daniel Lewis. Jonah emerged from the belly of the fish in 3 days. See Jonah, chapters 1 through 2. This typifies Christ's resurrection from the tomb after 3 days. See Matthew chapter 12, verse 40. The Passover by W. H. Margetson, courtesy Church History Museum. The Passover foreshadows the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, which delivers us from sin and death. See 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. The children of Israel sprinkled the blood of a lamb on their doorposts to save their firstborn from death. See Exodus chapter 12, verses 7 and 22 through 23. This foreshadowed the Savior's blood, which was shed in Gethsemane and on the cross, and cleanses the faithful and saves them from spiritual death. See Mosiah chapter 4, verse 2. End of the article, Christ's Ministry Foreshadowed.